The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Mabuhay, and welcome friends to the Adobro Podcast, where we explore the heart of Filipino culture one delectable dish at a time. I'm your host, DJ Stingray, and in this podcast series, we'll venture through the sizzling stories, origins, and savory goodness of Filipino cuisine. Hello, friends, and welcome back to another episode of The Adobro. I hope you all are making your way through the week. I know it's been a long one. But as always, I'm your host, DJ Stingray. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about another classic Filipino dish. And I know what you guys are thinking, how many classic dishes are there left? Well, to be frank, more than I could probably count. But today, we're going to be throwing it back to the basics. Today's dish can be served in more ways than I can count on my fingers. And if you eat it on your birthday, it's said to bring good health and long life. A powerhouse of flavor that packs a punch in each bite, today we're serving up pancit. Yep, pancit. So, like always, you can expect the rich history of how it came to be such an integral part of Filipino culture in today's podcast, a recipe of one variation of the dish, and a story about pancit that you won't want to miss. But without further ado, let's get the ball rolling here and start with how pancit first originated in the Philippines. So noodles were first introduced to the Philippines by Chinese traders, just as they did in Japan, Thailand, Italy, and beyond, actually. And the origins of pancit go as far back as the 16th century, as the world's oldest Chinatown was founded in Manila, the Philippines, by Chinese traders and immigrants. So to the name pancit, the name actually means noodles. So, which can either be rice noodles, egg noodles, or mung bean noodles. It's basically any and all the localized noodles at the time that were typically sautéed with meat, seafood, vegetables, any other seasonings. Like other past Filipino dishes, pancit comes from the Hokkien word pian isit, which means something conveniently cooked fast. I hope I pronounced that right. Essentially, the word referred to convenience food. And in the case of the Philippines, it happened to refer to the noodles cooked with meat and vegetables as a complete meal on one plate. The first history of pancit itself, the first plates actually, were from food stalls for factory workers. And later, it ended up moving beyond the factories as street food stalls, and eventually as a brick and mortar specialty in restaurants called pancetarias. So pancetarias, the name itself, speaks of the history of the Philippines itself with pancit from the Chinese influence and area from its Spanish colonial history. And going along with that, pancit has also evolved in Filipino cuisine to combine both Chinese and Spanish influences, as well as using the local ingredients found, of course, in the Philippines. Its most common cooking method, as I mentioned earlier, is by sautéing the noodles along with the rest of the ingredients. And that could be done in a wok, a pot, pan, or anything used to sauté. And with that evolution, the types of pancit have continued to evolve over the years too, with cultural influences creating new flavors, ingredients, and bringing about many new tastes. Some of those popular types of pancit, I'll list a few right now, include pancit canton, which uses more of the traditional egg noodle that you'll see in other dishes, such as chow mein, which is in Chinese culture. Another one, pancit bihon, that one's my favorite, and I'll talk about it in a little bit. And pancit balabok, which adds some seafood to the mix for an oozing of flavor. More facts about these three types. First, pancit canton. For that, not much is known about its origins. I couldn't really find too much about it when I was doing my research. But one thing I did find is, despite what the name suggests, it actually has no connection to Canton China. But really short, to make it, you're going to just start by stir-frying wheat noodles with soy sauce and ginger. After that, I believe you top it off with blanched snap peas, cabbage, carrots, sliced shrimp, or chicken. It's up to you. And yeah, that's canton for you. Secondly, pancit bihon. That's going to be the same recipe pretty much as canton. It really includes all the same ingredients and cooking methods. And the one exception, though, is that it uses these thin, almost translucent rice noodles instead of the egg noodles. And this is the one that happens to be my favorite, as I mentioned before. Lastly, we have pancit palabok, which can be found everywhere. Fast food restaurants, home cooked, you could find it anywhere. What makes it so good is the rich shrimp-infused sauce that the dish adds, which gives it the orange color that makes it unique from the other dishes. And traditionally, it comprises of the thin, translucent rice noodles, similar to bihon. It's garnished with hard-boiled eggs on top, usually cut in half or in bits, scallions, shrimp, fish flakes, pork slices, and usually a big heaping spoon of crushed chicharron bits for that little bit of crunch that adds so much more flavor. But us Filipinos, we often serve that one as breakfast, festive food. So there really is no wrong time to enjoy a plate of pancit palabok. And as with most other Filipino dishes, you could find this right next to each other at the party, whether it's lechon, lumpia. I'm sure pancit will be right next to it because of its ability to be made in such big amounts in one sitting. Pancit is really the perfect dish you're going to want to bring to a potluck, to any birthday party. You can cater it to a wedding. Any event where there's a lot of people, pancit will feed everyone. And as I've mentioned, because of that, pancit is often served during birthday parties because of its shareability, but also because many Asian cultures, including the Philippines, China, any other Asian cultures that you know, they believe that noodles symbolize long life, longevity, and good health. So I know in the past for me, my parents have always given me pancit on my birthday just because, you know, longevity, all that good stuff. Next time you guys are cutting noodles on your birthday or in any special occasion, you don't want the bad luck, right? So make sure next time you got a birthday party or a special event, serve up some pancit, make sure it's long. And speaking of serving up some pancit, I think it's about time in the podcast where I tell you guys how to make it. So if you guys just have about 55 minutes to spare, that's the cooking time, you can definitely make some yourself. So ingredients and what you need. So start out, you're going to take out a large pot. That's where you're going to throw all the ingredients in that I give in 1 second. And then the ingredients are one onion, you're going to chop that up, minced garlic, thinly sliced pork, chicken slices, a few cups of water, carrots, snow peas, small chopped cabbage, and lastly, some finely chopped celery leaves. As far as making it, we'll start with first sauteing the onion that you chopped. And then you're going to add in the half tablespoon of minced garlic inside the pot. And after that, you're also going to add the half pound of small thinly sliced pork, as well as the half pound thin sliced chicken that I mentioned into the pot. And those are going to cook together with the onion and the garlic, and that's going to get some flavor on it. And you're going to wait for that to cook for about 2 minutes or so. Next, you're going to integrate a bit more flavor into the dish by adding a chicken cube inside. You could find that at most Filipino stores, I believe. But yeah, you're going to add that chicken cube. And you're also going to pour about 3 or 4 cups of water, and you're going to let that simmer for 15 minutes. So once that's done simmering for 15 minutes, all that flavor is going to be cooking in there. You're going to add the carrots that you chopped up, about 1/8 pound of snow peas or pea pods, and you know, some of that small cabbage that you also chopped up. And lastly, you're going to add that little bit of finely chopped celery leaves for that bit of flavor. And yeah, again, let this simmer, but only for a few minutes. Now you're going to take all the ingredients that you had in the pot out, but you're just going to leave the liquid to set. And you're going to set the ingredients aside as you're going to be using them again later. In that same pot, you're going to pour about 5 tablespoons of soy sauce. And you're going to mix this together thoroughly. And then after that, you're going to add your 1 pound of rice noodles or pancit bihon inside. For the noodles themselves, beforehand, don't forget to let it soak in some water first for about 10 minutes approximately before you add this. But yeah, once it's inside the pot, just cook this nicely until you've gotten all of the liquid to evaporate and it's all absorbed into the noodles. Next, you're going to take all the ingredients that you removed from the pot earlier, and that includes the pork, the chicken, the vegetables, all that good stuff. And you're going to place all that back inside the pot and let that simmer for about 1 or 2 minutes. And once you let the time pass, you're ready to give out a nice, satisfying plate of delicious pancit bihon. This hearty meal that you've just made is able to serve a party of 8. So you've got more than enough food to bring to a gathering or more than enough food to make it through the week. So now would be usually the time of the podcast where I tell a story, but I'll be honest, I'm kind of drawing a blank about a story at the top of my head. Let's see. The only thing I've been able to talk about for the last like 10 minutes, I think it's been 10 minutes, is about how good it is. Wait, that gives me an idea actually. Okay. So the story I'm going to talk about today is actually my remembering the first time that I actually tried Punset. So I think I was about 5 or 6 years old when I first tried it. And of course, the setting is at a family party. And this time, I think it was my grandma or grandpa. I think it was my grandma's birthday party. Yeah, it was my grandma's birthday party. And I remember waking up from a car nap as my family arrived and being so groggy, but, you know, being so excited to see everyone. We were already a bit late, so my cousins were already there and some of my aunts and uncles were already there. But since my cousins were there at the time, I was young, so obviously I didn't want to eat yet. I just wanted to go play with them. But my parents, of course, beforehand told me that I needed to go eat before I played. And I remember being a little bit hesitant at first, but I also do remember how hungry I was at the time. I'm pretty sure my stomach growled after I wanted to go play. So I just walked with my mom to the garage where we ate. And walking in, the tables were lined with aluminum pans and all this good stuff of Filipino food. And at the time, because of how short I was, being 5 or 6 years old only, I could barely see what was on the table. The trays were like raised over the fire so they could stay heated. My mom had to basically tell me as we went through each tray what was in it because I could not see for the life of me. But she'd go like, this is adobo, this is white rice, this is beef and broccoli for some reason. I don't know why that was at a Filipino party, but that was there. And then we finally got to the Punset. And when she said, oh, this is Punset, I asked her, I'm like, what's that? I've never had it before at the time. And she told me, they're noodles. Do you want to try it? And I was a little skeptical at first and I pondered that thought. But before I could do any more thinking, my grandma slipped in behind me and she grabbed the serving spoon and just smacked a fat glob of it on my plate. I kind of was just in disbelief, but all she said at the time was, try, it's good. And I guess that was enough for me at the time. So again, in shock, I think I was walking back just staring at my plate full of this unknown noodle that I've never tried before. All I could think about probably at the time, I'm like wondering how it's going to taste. So then when we sat at the table, here came the moment of truth. You know, I'm about to try it for the first time. So my mom gave me a spork since that was what they had at the time. And it was time for chow time. And so I got a sporkful or spoonful or forkful, whatever it is. I got a good amount on my spork. And my first scoop, as it hit my tongue, I'd say like a flurry of flavors sparked and I fell in love. You know, I tasted this variation had like some lemon in it, the garlic, I could taste it, a little bit of onion. I could taste like the crunch of the cabbage and the carrot, all of that in one bite. And, you know, this one also had shrimp in it. So I tasted the chewiness of the small shrimp. And again, I said, I think I fell in love with the dish. Punset Bihon is like my favorite dish at the party, in addition to all the ones I've talked about before. But yeah, I just remember engulfing the rest of the plate like it was nothing. And as soon as I could, I had my mom take me back to all the tables and bring me back for seconds. But yeah, I just like at the time, I remember how happy my grandma was seeing how much I liked it just because of how excited I think she was to serve it to me because it was my first time trying it. But yeah, that's my story about Punset and my first experience with it. So for those of you guys who haven't tried it, Punset and its many variations have paved the way for Filipino cuisine to surpass beyond just our family parties. And it shows just a glimpse of what the Philippines has to offer the world. But I'm going to wrap up with my usual plea here. Seriously, go try some Punset. That's going to be your guys' homework for this week. Thank you again for taking the time to listen. I appreciate each and every one of you guys for taking the time to be here. Please keep coming back to learn more. There's so much more to learn about. And yeah, I'll catch you guys all next week. Thanks for sticking around. DJ Singray, signing off.